Phoenix, unfortunately, that we've now found to be problematic because of technicalities.
Minor setback.
And the minor setback. And again, the courts getting involved or attorneys getting involved and saying, whoops, you didn't dot this I or cross this T, which is absurd. It's just a shallow way to try to subvert the wishes of the community. But, you know, we did it. And the other businesses in that area have been quite pleased. They've been happy. I know we even got thanks from some of the people coming to the Home Depot who are actually patrons who said, you know, thank God, now I don't have 20 guys jumping in my car before I get
Absolutely.
Into the store.
Absolutely. I mean, just the amount of people that would stop by and come out and shake our hands and then grab one of our flags and stand with us, that was incredible. And since we've left 36th Street and Thomas, the local business owners there have taken the bull by the horns, and they've actually started working with City of Phoenix Police Department and the neighborhood residents there to still enforce change there. So they've taken over and perpetuated the cause there to have the City of Phoenix do something about organized illegal immigration in the form of a day labor site, which is unacceptable.
It's fantastic. It's phenomenal. Hey, we've just got a few minutes. We got a call coming in from Bill in New Mexico. How you doing tonight, Bill?
Great. I'm a member of the Northern New Mexico chapter of the MCDC, and I know our membership has been increasing, but my question is, with all of the mainstream media press, what do you foresee for the future?
Well, I see our ranks growing. I see that new chapters are developing around the country. We have a regional, a national team now that is going into communities, into regions. We just had them in Northern California. Setting up new chapters, giving chapters direction about where to go, because now we have to take the fight to our local communities, and I think that's why we're growing. We're seeing city councils and mayors being held accountable for dealing with the housing regulations, the health issues. So it's a way we can continue to grow. I tell you, we're going to continue to grow as well as a political movement, because we need to force one of these parties to deal with this issue and force both parties to realize that, you know, we're tired of being played fools. You know, we want something done about this issue. So I see good things on the future. We're growing. Certainly, we're growing rapidly. We've gone through some growing pains because we've grown so quickly. But the infrastructure is solidifying. We've got good people in place. And I can see nothing but bright things on the future for America, for this movement.
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for your volunteerism and your support for Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. Great group over in New Mexico, led by Bob Wright and Bill Norris and other great guys out there doing a job in the middle of nowhere, getting very little attention, but being a great support for Border Patrol and law enforcement. Got another break coming up. We'll be right back with Stacey O'Connell, Arizona State Director. We'll talk more about what we're doing here locally in the Phoenix area.
When it collapsed.
Don't let your life pass you by.
I'm stuck in this building in New York. I just want to let you know I love you.
Weep not for the memory.
Never forget. News Talk 960. KKNT.
Hi, your local radio station. How can I help you?
Hi, what's your monthly listening fee?
Our what?
The fee you charge listeners. How much is it? I need to know what I owe you.
You don't owe us anything. We don't charge our listeners a monthly fee.
Are you sure? I heard that we have to pay to listen to the radio now.
Oh, you must be thinking of satellite radio. It does cost money to listen to satellite radio, but we're a local radio station, and you can listen to us all you want for free. We won't charge you a dime.
Let me get this straight. I can listen to local radio stations like this one for free?
Correct.
But if I wanted to hear the same songs or the same kind of talk on satellite radio, I'd have to pay money?
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Why pay money for something you can get absolutely free? Don't throw away your hard-earned dollars. Instead, tune into your local radio stations for free music, free talk, free weather updates, and more. Local radio. It's free radio.
Brought to you by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Arizona. Phoenix is my kind of town. From New River to Gilbert to Litchfield Park, and News Talk 960's KKNT is the only station where you're going to hear me, Laura Ingram, mornings from 6 to 9.
You're never more than minutes from on-time traffic.
News Talk 960. 960. KKNT.
One if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
All right, welcome back to Minuteman Radio here on KKNT 960 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. Again, you can call in toll-free nationwide, 888-960-9696. Here locally, 602-508-0960. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Mike Harris, gubernatorial candidate here in Arizona, trying to do a job differently than those in power now. I'm going to go to line four. We have Stu, I believe, from South Dakota?
Yeah, that's right, Chris, South Dakota.
Hey, good to talk with you, Stu.
Yeah, you too. I just wanted to call in and give props to you and Stacy for all the hard work that you're doing, dedication also.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
And I wanted to thank you, Chris, personally, for the opportunity to volunteer in this fight and for the organization.
Now, Stu, you're calling, a lot of listeners probably listening in, you're calling from South Dakota. Now, certainly you don't have a problem with or concern with illegal immigration or drugs or crime there, do you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, actually, not so much crime, but you'd be surprised, because a lot of illegal immigration, it's all around, especially southern Minnesota, a couple of large corporations in South Dakota, which our chapter here is addressing, getting together with some other Minutemen in the state, attempting to organize a couple of chapters as well.
Fantastic.
Yes, you wouldn't think that, rural South Dakota or rural Wyoming, there would be any problems. But I'm sure you know as well as I do that there is a lot of problems.
Well, there are. And the problems, I think you and everyone there, and thank you again for your volunteerism and joining up with this movement, where we know it's affecting Americans around the nation. And when you talk about the fact that you can have so many illegal immigrants in your community there, as far north as South Dakota and Minnesota, that there's something that's broken. There's a serious problem when people can migrate across our borders, almost at will, and end up in your communities. And as you said, not so much crime, but still entering your communities. And you think about, what about the terrorists? What about the gangs and the drug dealers? And what about the fact that America is allowing the exploitation of human beings? It's outrageous, and we're glad that Americans around the country are paying attention, and thank you for starting up a chapter there in South Dakota.
Hi, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to volunteer my efforts. Quick question for you. From the board, some of us on the board, we're kind of wondering about what the membership is looking like now, and as far as numbers, and how large do you see it growing in the next year to 18 months?
Well, we're 16 months into incorporating and growing this national movement, and as I said, there certainly have been some growing pains, some bumps in the road along the way as we create this movement in real time. We're well into 8,000 membership numbers nationwide. We're growing chapters. We're still doing some aggressive fundraising. We'll do our first annual financial reporting here coming up in November. It's going to show exactly how strong we are and how much support America has put behind us. I know our website has been getting so many hits, we just had to add another server this past week just to keep up with the number, the attention to the issue and the number of people that come to us for information. So you're talking about building a massive national structure with media people, computer systems, databases, managing the mailing, and Phyllis is sitting here, our office manager, in the studio with us, seeing how things work, and her phone never stops ringing. I mean, it's amazing. And I'll add to that by giving out our national phone number. It's 520-829-3112, 520-829-3112. And we're looking for ways to reach out now and support the internal chapters. We've added some more thousands of dollars of new surveillance equipment here recently along the border, new thermal cameras, new night vision thermal cameras. And, you know, I'm looking forward to our Michigan operation, which will be starting up soon along the Detroit River and the St. Clair River. A lot of people would be surprised at how much illegal activity is floating across those rivers in the Detroit area every night. And certainly our Washington State operation's going well and doing well there. So I see good things. You know, originally, Stu, we started this with the intent of having the federal government put us out of business by doing the job and getting the job done. But I think what this is growing into is something more powerful. Once we are successful in getting our borders secured and figuring out what to do with all the people that are here and smashing these drug cartels, I think we'll have an organization that will be strong enough to take and start dealing with other social issues and other problems within our country that I think we can have great success in helping to resolve.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's good to hear. One quick parting comment before I let the other callers add to this. Our new website here that myself and a couple of other Minutemen have published is DakotaMinuteman.com. That's DakotaMinuteman.com. And, Chris, check it out if you want to. It's
fantastic.
Out of it. We just put it together and it's still in the works, but it's looking good so far, and I'm hoping to post some pictures from the October muster there.
Hey, Arizona's got to get a website now.
Yeah.
that's
okay, Stacey. I'll go ahead and publish all your you guys' pictures on our website if you want.
That's good. It's all one big family, and we'll get that. We'll get your website linked up on our state page through the national headquarters there.
That would be excellent.
Get us all working together there, Stu. Hey, thanks for calling in. I look forward to seeing you during October.
Looking forward to meeting you.
All right, you too, sir. Take care. All right. Stace, we were right after the break and going in and out of these breaks, learning how to do this. When we come back, we'll talk about some expanded efforts here in the Mesa area and some other news you have to share with us. Great. Thank you. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael W. Smith, singer, songwriter, and volunteer. It's always a good feeling when someone tells me that they appreciate my music, but it doesn't compare with the feeling that comes from volunteering. Serving others not only makes a difference in their lives, but it changes your life too. My life changed when I went to Ecuador to meet Gabby, the young woman I sponsored through Compassion, an organization dedicated to raising children out of poverty. A few years back, when Gabby graduated from high school, I was there to hand her diploma. It's an experience I wouldn't trade for anything. When you give of yourself to help others, you discover the true meaning of life. Visit volunteer.gov and find a volunteering opportunity that will change your life.
This is President George W. Bush. USA Freedom Corps has a volunteer opportunity that's just right for you. Visit volunteer.gov. When you help your neighbor, you help your nation.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand?
Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
One if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back, Americans, to Minuteman HQ Radio, the national radio show for the Minuteman movement, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. 54 chapters strong, operating on the border in five states, thousands of volunteers assisting the men and women of Border Patrol, helping Michael Chertoff out with Homeland Security, until we're honorably relieved from duty by the National Guard. And we're not talking about 6,000, we want 30,000. And we want to see some walls put up, some fences, and we want to force Mexico and the rest of the world to respect our rule of law and to respect our sovereignty. You're welcome to come in. If you come through the front door, we need to know who you are, why you're here. And if that hurts your feelings, go see a therapist. That's what I've always said. Stace, we're going to take a moment. We're going to talk with another gubernatorial candidate, Mike Harris, a man who I certainly respect for his courage to go up against the big boys in this sense. When you got a certain candidates backed by big corporate money from the Republican Party and others that are not. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chris. How you doing, Stacey?
Well, Mike, good to hear your voice again.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's great. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we're glad to give you some time to talk about some things. You know, yeah. I get your email updates from your campaign, and I tell you, I read them religiously. I really respect and appreciate your point of view on many things, and your courage to stand up again to the status quo and speak your mind, and that's something you certainly have my respect for. I admire that. One of your recent ones was the homeland insecurity.
Yes, indeed.
And you stated you believe in a strong defense, but you feel that we have a government that instead of acting in our defense is acting to create a reaction, a government that's starting to use fear to control and manipulate us.
Yes, I strongly believe that. See, if our government, particularly President Bush, he talks about how important national security is. But if national security was so important to him, we'd have a secure border. We don't have that today.
Well, it's certainly true. I've stated many times, I think that if all of those security guards and those big high-tech fences are good enough for the president, why aren't they good enough for the people of Arizona?
I agree.
And so we talk about that. I know in your platform you talked much about border security as well as many other issues. And, you know, again, I asked this question earlier to Don Goldwater.
Who?
Well, he was the only other one that was courageous to come on the show, I guess, or could find the time.
Oh, Don's a good guy, but I got to pick on him a little bit. He and I have become very good friends over the course of this campaign.
Well, we've noticed that, and you and I both have had many good conversations, and I know you have with Stacey. But, you know, the question I posed, okay, you state, all right, let's get tough on this. Let's tell the federal government to take a hike. We're going to put the National Guard on the border. I think it's part of your plan. Part of your plan also, if I'm correct, was do we build fences?
We build fences where they're appropriate, but we can use other means as well. We have a lot of technologies that have been developed for riot control that make people want to leave the area. And my whole plan is to prevent illegals from even crossing the fence in the first place. I don't want to arrest them. I don't want to detain them. I don't want to process them, feed them, clothe them, house them, nothing. I want them to stay in Mexico in the first place. So whatever means we have to do to keep them in their own country is what we're going to have to do.
Well, we are in agreement there, and that's always been one of our arguments of why are we catching 500,000 people running around our desert or through our communities every year? If we put the appropriate resources on the border, Border Patrol would be catching no one.
That's right.
But we come to the question, Mike. It's going to cost money. Federal government's not willing to put that money out there. Although now I have some good news. The Senate has endorsed adding $1.8 billion in new spending for border security, on top of the additional billions already. Of course, now we just have to make sure those billions go to put boots on the ground and to get the materials to the border. But until then, are Arizonans willing to pay for the equipment and ready to absorb the cost to do the job the federal government refuses to?
If I'm elected governor, that is one of the things I will make a budget priority is to fund those items, because I believe that every dollar we spend on border security is going to save us $10 in the long run. It's a great investment. Border security is the best investment the state of Arizona can make right now.
Well, it seems to be a plausible proposal, in the sense that, of course, with health care, with education, and the cost of crime alone, why should we be chasing around foreign nationals committing crimes in our communities?
Well, we can keep them in their own country.
And let them take care of them.
That's right.
Yes, that's the idea. You know, other than our border security, Mike, Arizonans are going to the polls on Tuesday, at least the Republicans in this state, and looking for the best man for the job. And again, I have to give you credit for one other thing that I admire you for, which is refusing to spend taxpayer dollars to run for office with the clean elections.
Well, I think clean elections is welfare for politicians. And unless you have the backing of a very narrow special interest group, it's extremely hard to qualify. Don Goldwater, prime example. The premier name in Arizona politics, took him over a year to qualify, and he barely squeaked by. You know, unless you have a special interest group like Len Munsell has one behind him, the Center for Arizona Policy, Janet Napolitano has the unions behind her. Unless you've got a narrow special interest group, you're not representing the will of the people. Clean elections works against you. I didn't want to be fettered by owing or beholding to a special interest group, so I put up my own money to run this race.
Well, kudos to you for that, and much admiration for you standing strong and refusing to take that. And certainly I would look for the next governor taking office to work with the state legislature to do away with clean elections. It's bad, and I think we the people need to do something about it and save us some money and get rid of these special interests. And we're looking for independent-minded people, and certainly I, for one, am looking for someone to take that office who will tell the party, look, we're going to do what's necessary, and I'm not going to be led by the nose by special interest or corporate-backed money, or by putting party before principle.
Correct.
And that's why, I wish you the luck. What's the other main issue here in the state that you...
Well, Chris, let me tell you, since I've been running for office now, it's been almost 10 months, I've been campaigning, and I used to think it was about the issues. But now my thinking has changed a bit, because the issues we have today, if we're successful in addressing those issues, they're not going to be here tomorrow. They're not going to be here next year. What it really comes down to is who has the ability to put effective executive leadership in the governor's office. And I think that's me. I think I'm the guy most qualified as an executive my entire adult career to be able to put effective executive leadership in that office.
You know, I'm curious why, in a sense, do you feel that running as a Republican, or would you have considered running as an independent, or if you ever run for office again, would you consider doing that?
Well, it depends on what the independent movement does. I'd like to see an independent party formed, because the two-party system we have right now is so out of balance that you have the extreme right and the extreme left, and all the voices of the people in the middle, the free thinkers, the people who agree on one issue but disagree on another, they're being ridiculed and driven out of the party, the Republican Party in particular. Unless you're a hard right Christian in the Republican Party, they don't have a place for you right now. Well, I agree with many, many things of the Republican Party, but not everything. And that subjects me to being, you know, put upon, to being rejected by the party, if you will. And that's not the Republican Party that I grew up in.
I couldn't agree with you more, and we're seeing that clearly in the congressional race in the 8th District with Randy Graff and Steve Huffman, and how the party is going to punish one Republican, and I mean punish, not reward, but punish another Republican for not playing the game, not being part of the club.
Well, there is a cancer in the Republican Party right now, and there is this Christian cabal who's trying to take over the party leadership. And the party, the state party chairman, Matt Salmon, is as guilty of anyone of this by picking favorites and trying to subvert the electoral process.
Well, I agree. Not just picking favorites, but not backing up his word, which is where he stated that he would not accept any mudslinging, dirty politics to go on in his state. And he's sitting back just letting, you know, again, silence is complicit.
Yes, it is. I agree. And he's been an utter failure as a party chairman, an utter failure. He's an embarrassment. And after this election is over, no matter who wins, I hope we see some real leadership and we can get our state party back on track and get it representing the mainstream Republicans, not this splinter group, this rogue group on the far right.
We're seeing that, and I agree with you. We've stated often that, and I speak to you as an independent, a former Republican who got fed up with this splinter group and the strong-arming that was going on. Basically, I'm waiting for the Republican Party to come back and reform itself, and it gets one more chance on my watch. If it doesn't, I think one of the things we're looking at with this Minuteman movement is could it in the future become a viable third party, and I think that would be good for America.
I think it would, too, because an independent third party could look at the best candidates from both of the other parties and back them in the primaries and back them in the generals and really keep sanity into the process. Because right now you have the liberal left, and they're a bunch of whacks in their own right, and we have the hard right of the Republican Party that is just as bad on the other end of the spectrum. And 95% of the people in the middle are not having their voice heard. They're not getting representation in their government because you have bad choice on the far left or bad choice on the far right and nothing in between.
Yep, and we end up paying the cost and typically being forced into, as the saying goes, being forced into voting for the lesser of the evils rather than someone who has pragmatic approaches to issues and is a voice of reason.
Well, that's what my whole campaign has been about. And by the way, we have been plagued by dirty tricks throughout this entire campaign. We've had moles put inside of our campaign. We've had pranks pulled upon us. Just last week we had a prank. Someone called up representing themselves from being from Arizona Right to Life, saying that they reconsidered and just decided to endorse us. Go ahead, it's okay to issue a press release. So we did. Well, guess what? 2 days later I got a nasty letter from the real Arizona Right to Life saying that they did not give us that permission to do that.
Yeah, Mike, and we're hearing that from other candidates as well. There's some real dirty tricks being played. It's despicable, it's disappointing, it's disheartening, and it's going to cost some people.
Well, that's the whole thing about that article about homeland insecurity. Only people who are fearful, who don't believe in their own cause with confidence in their heart, have to resort to dirty tricks, because if you know you have the right stuff, you've got it. It shows in the way you talk, it shows in the way you walk, how you present yourself. And those people who are doing these dirty tricks don't have that. That's why they have to resort to skullduggery.
And it's a shame that we have people that keep playing these games while America rots away from the inside. No one addresses the issue. And as always, as I said, they're playing Russian roulette with our lives, our safety, our national security, our public safety, by making this a political game. And I think Americans are fed up being played for fools.
Well, we are, and it's time for us to shake the tree, and let's have some reform, not just within our government, but within the party system as well. Let's get those, you know, ne'er-do-wells out of there.
Yes. Well, Mike, I appreciate your perspective. Again, I appreciate your struggle and you standing up and wanting to lead, and we wish you the best of luck on Tuesday, and if it doesn't pan out, we hope to see you back in the political arena.
Well, no, let's not have any negative thoughts here. This race ain't over till it's over.
I like it. There you go.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And again, the best of luck to you. And thanks for having the courage to stand
Chris,
up.
I'm going to give myself a plug. Anybody who wants more information, go to www.MikeHarrisForGovernor.com.
You heard it, folks. www.MikeHarrisForGovernor.com. Again, thanks for coming on with us, Mike.
And thanks, Chris. Stacey, you have a good night.
Hey, you too, Mike. Take care.
Right.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Thanks. Stace, we got just a few minutes left. Wow, 2 hours just fly by. And I know I wanted to give you a chance, talking about leadership, talking about Minutemen in Office. I think you got an announcement.
I do. You know, a few segments ago, we were talking about what Minutemen do when they leave the post and how we create that momentum. What I've decided to do is run for Phoenix City Council, District 1. That is the council seat that I live in. I'll be running in 2007. We've got just about a year. September 12th, 2007 is when the election will be. And my focus, of course, will be on the big topics that affect our country and who a lot of people say is a federal issue. I'm here to tell you it's not just a federal issue. It is a state and community issue. Here in Phoenix, where we have a very high crime rate, it's growing by the day. Public safety and illegal immigration are one topic. So I will plan to be the watchdog of Prop 405 and making sure the City of Phoenix Council works with Department of Homeland Security, and we'll see what we can work out.
Well, that's big news. That's great news. We're certainly going to miss you with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps leadership team, but we know that you're stepping into a bigger arena. You're actually stepping forward to take it on, take on the job, and we respect you for that, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll have some more discussions about the issues that affect the citizens of Phoenix.
Yes.
And what we can do and how people can get involved. So, great news.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm really excited about it. People can learn about me, more about me and my ideas. And if they want to support in donations or volunteer time to help me out, it's O'ConnellCCD1. That's the number one, .com.
All right, friends. Thanks. That's Minuteman Civil Defense Corps Radio for another week. Randall, sorry, online too. We'll talk to you next time. See you next week here on KKNT Minuteman Radio. Thanks.
Again. Talk 960 KKNT.
What's happening at News Talk 960 KKNT? Join us for the Business Motivational Seminar, a morning of enlightening and entertaining discussion aimed to help anyone in the business realm